Patient 64. This is a specially designed file for you to listen to over and over. I want it to be your soundtrack, allowing the triggers, conditioning, and brainwashing I give you to settle deep inside your mind. Settling so deep that it takes your perversions to a whole nother level. I am going to rewire your mind so that every female you see, you are to imagine them as young girls who were groomed to be complete sluts for their fathers and taught that their only function is to breed and collect cum from any man. These girls are also brainwashed for when they become adults, they groom their own daughters or any young girl in their lives. Every single adult woman you see has been molested, raped, and groomed by their own fathers, taught a lesson, an important life lesson, that they are nothing but sluts. Their value is measured and how much cum they collect, how pretty they look for men, even at such young ages. And when they become adults, they turn into the best accomplice for men, because that is how they ultimately serve and worship men and their daddies. Every adult woman you see has a daddy issue, that the seed of that issue begins from child rape from their own father. Little girls groomed to become cum guzzling, cum sluts, and this will be wired into your mind so that every single woman you see out in public, their history is rewritten and they are viewed to being absolute cum sluts, gender trading whores. And it doesn't matter who it is, every single female. Pretend that we live in a world where every father got together and agreed that all little girls should be groomed from young ages, conditioning every female from birth that a man's cum, especially daddy's cum, is their number one focus, the reason they were born, to milk cum out of men, and that every father taught them that they are breeding whores as well, that their cunts were designed to take sperm and create life, that they should do anything to milk out loans into their cunts to breed life. So with every female you see, you will imagine them as young, underage girls molested and raped by their fathers. And no female will escape this perversion. It can be the most highly respected woman, politicians, world leaders, teachers, your family members. They all, no matter how they present themselves to the world, are breeding whores with a childhood full of rape and grooming. And don't forget, not only were these women groomed and raped as children, even as adults, it still lives inside of them. But now, they serve men cum and cocks by grooming little girls just like they were groomed. It's a necessity. They're so mind fucked and mind raped that they'll take innocent little girls and help men by turning them into cum sluts. Little girls that need to learn a lesson that because you have a pussy between your legs, you are a slut, a breeding whore for men to do whatever they want with your body. And you'll see this in every woman you come across throughout your day. No matter the age, the look, the size of their body, you'll imagine them as good little groomed cum sluts. You'll see it in every news anchor that's a female. The pretty girl that predicts your weather every morning. Movie stars, celebrities. All of them as pretty little children that were touched, fondled, molested, and then raped by their daddies. I want you to imagine them as little girls and what it probably looked like when they had tears in their eyes, but they were good little girls for their daddies because they didn't know any better. And then imagine them as older preteens that turned into little girl nymphomaniacs because they've been raped so many times, raped into loving getting fucked, groomed into loving cum. And then you're going to imagine them as teenagers, bred, pregnant from their own father, desperate to have a little girl so they can turn their father's grandchild daughter into a groomed little slut just like them. And then you can imagine them as little teenage accomplices, college-aged accomplices, MILF-aged accomplices, offering their daughters to pedophiles and men, encouraging their husbands to rape their own daughters. And maybe they don't have daughters. You can still imagine them as accomplices, taking their nieces or little girls in the store, snatching up pretty young girls just to serve them up to a man because they've been groomed their whole life to be complete and utter whores, doing anything they can to collect cum. You'll see it in every female when you're out in public. Work colleagues, females in the grocery store, the waitress at your restaurant, the woman that checks you out at a shop, every single female. You'll envision what they look like as little jailbait preteens. What it must have looked like when their daddies were touching their young bodies. What their pretty little mouths would have looked like wrapped around their daddy's cock. What their child pussy must have looked like gaped and leaking with their father's cum. When you watch porn, you'll imagine the same thing. Every single porn star, what they must have looked like as young little girls. Going into porn as an adult, probably just to make their father proud. Or the fact that as soon as they get done with that porn shoot, they go straight home and help their husband or boyfriend groom their own daughters. Every single female you see is just a slut. A slut that's put in their place as a cum-guzzling whore. It doesn't matter their age. Even if you see young underage girls, imagine them being molested and raped at home. And you'll feel zero guilt because they deserve to take their place in your perverted mind as well as any other man because of what their fathers have turned them into. And their fathers want you to look at them like they're nothing but sluts. Their father spent time to groom and rape and breed them and turn them into gender trading accomplices, grooming other children or their own daughters, taking their nieces and making sure that those little girls know what their true purpose is. And their true purpose is to look pretty, to open their legs for men, no matter how old they are, to be shown what men want to do with them, and that's to fuck their hole. To pump their cum inside their pussies and breed them, no matter the age. And these thoughts will continue to dominate your mind, dirtying up every female that you see of any age. I don't care if it's an old woman, a grandmother. Imagine her as a young child, pushing forward generations of rape and grooming to the little girls in her family. Every single female you see in your vision, in your mind, is a slut, was put into their place by their own father to make them the best slut they could be, turned into pretty little rape toys from a young age. Even go as far as imagining a woman as a little baby laying on a changing table, her father rubbing her bald, puffy baby pussy, and doing that every day until she's old enough to take daddy's cock. girls of all ages, growing up knowing the taste of their father's cum. Girls of all ages, experiencing what it's like to have daddy's cock inside each and every single fuckhole. When you see those females, imagine their father's cock in every single hole. Because that's what good sluts learn. They are nothing but three holes to satisfy men. And for these females, it all started from day one. Their fathers teaching them that their fuck holes are the most important and valuable thing on their body. Every female you see, every adult female, is a gender traitor accomplice, making sure the men in her life are fed with young, tight, underage fuckholes, making sure that the daughters, the nieces, are gifted to the men in their family. Imagine that every teacher that you might come across teaches every young female student their role as a little girl slut. And you will listen to this truth, this new truth that I'm rewiring in your brain every single day. You will listen to it while you're in public, so you can visualize each and every single slut as they truly are. Not the respectable woman you see in public, because you'll know that underneath they are an absolute slut. That they were raped and molested by daddy their whole life. And they'll do anything to be a good girl for their daddy, regardless of their age. They understand that as adult women, being a good girl for daddy means recycling daddy's grooming and making sure that little girls are groomed and turned into sluts just like them. Generation upon generation of sluts bred from daddy-daughter rape. This will become drilled into your mind, just as every female's father drilled their rape holes. It'll be drilled into your mind, just as these women had it drilled into their mind as little girls that they are cum sluts, breeding whores, a piece of pretty flesh with three holes to get raped. Every single female dirtied up to deepen your perverted mind.